Right now, I told you I saw them in the lobby. They have now made their way into the studio, joining us both from Rock Falls Tourism. We have Melinda Jones and Tracy Finch. Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, you guys have been busy.
We are always busy.
Always busy. Now, we've got a couple of things coming up to talk about, but how's the past month been? All going in circles in Rock Falls and Christmas and everything?
Yep, getting ready for Christmas and everything. And then people think that we don't have much to do, but we actually have all the planning for next year's events that we do right now.
Yeah, everybody thinks, okay, Thanksgiving, Christmas is over, that's it, you guys take 6 months off. No, that's not the case.
No. We just booked our bands for Food Truck Friday, so you have to book them now to get them for June and July and August.
Now I'm going to be thinking about that.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And let's see, Tracy, you've been on board now, what, a couple of months?
Yeah. Three months? 4 months? Yeah.
Did it fly by?
It did fly by. We are busy because I think I started
the end of August.
August. Yep.
So. Wow. Zoom.
Yeah.
I take everything apart. Hey, I know there was a tree lighting in out at RB&W Park. A new tree is up.
Yes.
That was one of the surprises.
It was.
That you wouldn't tell me about last time you were here.
Yes. So the 18-foot tree is lit at the RB&W Park on the stage, and it'll be lit from like 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, all the way till 6 o'clock the next morning. Go down and enjoy it. It's just beautiful.
Wow. Now, does that go almost to the top of the...
Yes.
Wow.
All the way up to the stage, so...
Now, is that the location of previous trees, or is this a...
No, so this is new. We used to have the Hometown Holiday light tree was over there on First Avenue as you come in from Sterling, and that tree is not doing so well, so... we decided to do an artificial tree up on the stage, and we won't have any problems with it falling down or anything. So.
And was there a lot of people involved with getting that assembled and put into place?
Well, we want to give a big thanks to our electric department. Rock Falls Electric, there was three guys doing it.
Yeah,
there was three guys. But they also did all the new displays, our downtown 2nd Avenue. There is new like trees, pumpkins, trees, and snowman and stockings. So there's new light displays up on the post downtown 2nd Avenue. And then in the RB&W Park, they also wrap the poles, the street lights down there at the park, and those are wrapped in garland and have lights on them and red bows. So it makes the park look beautiful.
Wow. So, Tracy, you've been able to get out and meet some people and business people and make some rounds?
Yes, I have. It's been fun because we just went and we did a big thank you to all the sponsors from last year, or you know, this year, and I got to meet a lot of interesting people and actually learn a lot of great history about Rock Falls. So it's been fun. It really has been fun.
Yeah, you were here I think you were here for the time capsule when that went in.
Yep.
Yeah, and that wasn't too long ago either. Well, we got some big stuff coming up, and looks like Centennial Park is getting ready and to get in gear coming up a week from Friday.
Yes, so we're going to light up Rock Falls with Centennial Park holiday light display, and we're going to do the Rock Falls Tour of Lights house and lawn home decorating contest. But the Centennial Park, they'll be starting to decorate the park next Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, all ready to go for Friday at 5 o'clock.
Now, who does that decorating?
So we have different businesses, churches and organizations that actually do the displays there. And if you don't mind, I'll read off a list of who's going to be there.
Go right ahead.
Okay.
You guys can split it up if
all
you
right.
want.
All right. So Star Media, Community State Bank, Selmy's Flower Shop, Country Financial, Rock Falls Agency are going to be doing one display together. Rock Falls Rotary Club, Peabody's, St. Andrew's School, St. Andrew's Church, McDonald Funeral Home. You can go ahead.
724 Fitness on the Rock, Rock Falls Fire Department, Sterling Federal Bank, Johnson Oil Company, Halo, Surf Broadband, and Sauk Valley Bank, Culver's.
With Culver's.
With Culver's.
Yep. So all the shelters, schoolhouse, caboose, fire truck, and the green spaces will all be filled in. So we've actually grown from last year. So it's going to be a little bit bigger than last year.
Wow. So is there like a specific theme or anything? Or is
nope.
it kind of, they just...
They do what they want.
Wow.
Yep. So last year there was a nice variety, and I know this year I already have a, you know, insight of what they're all doing. So it's going to be really nice. I think everybody will really enjoy it this year.
So. I know you had a call out for some volunteers to kind of, you know, watch the entrance and take donations if necessary. Is those positions been filled?
I still have December 24th, 25th, and 26th. I know those are holiday weekend, but... You know, hopefully somebody doesn't have something to do on Christmas Eve, or maybe they've already done all their events for Christmas, and so Christmas night they can come do it. It's from 5 to 8, and we really just need like two people each of those nights just to help man the gate with the donations and just help people through it and just show holiday cheer to everybody.
Well, there could be an elf that might have gotten left behind, didn't quite make
That's
it to the sleigh. And
yeah.
You can scoop them up
right.
later on.
Yeah. So, and we want to make sure that everybody knows Mr. and Mrs. Santa Claus will be there almost every single night, and the kids can give them letters, and weather permitting, they'll be out there every night. So we're excited for them.
Now, are you doing a canned food drive?
Yep.
And maybe a winter coat or winter, you know, attire fund as well?
Yes. Yeah, so December 10th, we're doing a canned food drive, and that'll all go to the Sauk Valley Bank, or food bank. And then December 18th will be the coats, hat, mittens, and scarves, and that will go to the YWCA Giving Tree. So all you have to do is drive to the park, and somebody will be there. We'll have boxes there, and you just drop it in. Nobody ever gets out of their car when you're at Centennial Park display. So you'll just hand it through your car. Somebody will take it and put it in the box, and then we will deliver all that to them the next week. So we're really excited to be helping the community.
So, Tracy, when Melinda here takes a day or a week off after all this, you've got the whole place covered, right?
I could not fill Melinda's shoes, but I will do the best I can. I've done it. You were gone for a couple days. I feel like I did well.
She did good. Yes.
I had to ask.
Yeah. I have a list, you know, a mile long. Keeps her busy.
Yes, I try not to call her when she's gone. She needs to enjoy her vacations.
So. But we do want to give us one shout out. We do have one space left open at Centennial Park. So any organization, business, school, anybody that wants to do a display, you can do it. It's a ground space. There's a pole there for electricity. All you have to do is just put your stuff up, your lighted stuff, and you know, contact us right away, and we'd be happy to fill that spot. So
do those have like a perimeter that they have to abide by? Or
not
just,
really. Okay. No, we're pretty easy.
No height limitation?
No, not at all.
Don't have to have the flashing light for the airport up.
No. Okay. So, yeah.
And then people, I've seen, you know, we had some great weather over the past couple of weekends and some warm weather even. I've seen a lot of people out there that haven't necessarily lit things up yet, but it's kind of like what I did last night. I got lights up.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people in Rock Falls are getting ahead of the game, and you have a little bit of a thing going on with that.
We do. So I'm going to let Tracy take over on this. She's kind of been the coordinator of it.
We've got the tour lights coming up. Our Facebook has really been taking off with different people that have tagged each other, which, I mean, that was pretty exciting. The emails are starting to fill up with... pictures and addresses, so we are excited. Registration must be in by the 13th at 5, because that's when we leave work. So we want to get you in and get you, you know, on our Facebook with your address. We just ask that you guys submit a photo with your registration, and you guys can also put in your votes. Let's see, you could do it voting through Facebook,
right.
And we'll be voting at City Hall. We'll have a ballot box out there.
So just call Rock Falls Tourism for an entry form, or check out Facebook, and there's an entry form there that you can print from. And like I said, the public's going to vote on that, so they'll decide, you know, who their favorites are. The categories are going to be most extravagant, best theme, and best use of lights. And then we will give gift cards away to those winners.
Most extravagant.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, some of those people put a lot of time and effort and get the computer links going and coordinated with some music.
Yes.
Are you anticipating any of those?
Yeah, we are. I think we've already got one or two that are already submitted. So get out there, get your lights out and your decorations out, and enter. So, I mean, it'll be fun. It's just, and we'll have a Google map of all the addresses, so you can just follow along that Google map and find the addresses. And let's light up Rock Falls.
I see you have a couple of entries going in already on the Facebook page.
Yes, we do.
Wow, yeah, take a peek at those. Now, there's no fee involved or anything.
No fee, nope. So it's all free.
Just get your entry in, and Rock Falls Tour of Lights. In fact, if you go to the Facebook page, it gives you kind of an idea. And can they stop by and pick up an entry form
as well? Yes, definitely. Okay. And we'll be in the office today till about 2:30, and then we are off tomorrow and Friday. But we'll be back in the office on Monday, 8
Yay.
To 5.
Taking Friday off.
Yes.
Taking Friday off. And that's very important. That's recovery and then shopping.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know which order that falls in, but it's one or the other. And then, of course, I like to keep bringing up Small Business Saturday as well.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. Definitely support Small Business Saturday.
Well, you brought up you're already working on next year. Anything new jumping up coming January, February?
We have our Eagle Talk. That'll be February 12th. Last year we had it, or this past year in February we had it. So we have a girl coming from NIU. She'll speak about eagles. And I do want to remind everybody that eagles are starting to come back. They're migrating back here to Rock Falls, Sterling area, on the Rock River. Make sure that you please abide by the etiquette of eagles, because we don't want to scare them away.
Right.
And last year we probably had over 100 eagles that were in the area. And if we scare them away by getting too close to them, honking horns, being loud, it scares them away and they're not going to come back. And it's really fortunate that we have them here. And people may think it's funny, but it is a tourism attraction. It's a tourism attraction for people from Chicago that don't get to see that.
Oh.
So they will come down here to the hotels and stay all night, like especially like Holiday Inn, right on the river, to be able to watch those. So definitely do the eagle etiquette.
And I also think you're a great proponent of the Hennepin Canal. It's open like year-round. You can go.
Love the Hennepin, yeah. A couple of weeks ago, Tracy and I, we took lunch and just walked the canal. I mean, it's so nice. And so it's just peaceful and it's nice. And you can see all kinds of birds on that, too, all kinds of animals on the canal. And we need to keep that canal there. That's a lot of history.
Do people like snowshoe or cross country ski?
Yes, I have seen that in the winter.
Have
yes,
you?
Yes,
wow.
Definitely.
Well,
then
we'd have to get some of that stuff on the ground before they'd be able to do that.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm in a rush.
Yeah. So,
once again, let's run through some things that are coming up, some deadlines. So, a week from Friday at Centennial Park, that's the place to go every weekend in December.
Yep, so make sure you come there 5 to 8 every Friday, Saturday, Sunday in December and see that. And then the Tour of Lights, get your house decorated, your lawn decorated, and submit those entries by December 13th at 5 p.m. at the City Hall. And voting will start December 15th till December 22nd from 5:30 to 9:30, and you can vote via Facebook poll or City Hall ballot.
Wow, Facebook poll.
Yep.
Just that easy. Sounds like a Tracy project to me.
It is.
Just guessing. Well, I certainly appreciate you both coming in this day before Thanksgiving.
Yes.
And look forward to seeing you out. Are you going to be out at Centennial Park at any time?
We will be out there on Friday, the opening night, for sure. We have the kids will be able to get a holiday pencil. And the first 500 kids, and a scavenger hunt, so they'll get a paper to find stuff in the park.
Yep.
So
maybe that's the one I should go to.
Yeah.
I'll have to dress like a kid so I can sneak in.
Yeah.
Well, appreciate your time again, and a happy Thanksgiving to both, and thank you for everything you do.
Oh, thank you,
thank
and happy
you.
Thanksgiving
happy
to everyone.
Thanksgiving.